Let's go to KwaZulu-Natal now, where the Provincial Executive Committee of the ANC has been holding a media briefing. They also had an ANC PEC. It was an extended PEC meeting over the weekend. And the big issue under discussion, former eThekwini Mayor Zandile Gumede, her political future. And Kosikona Duma, EWN reporter, watching that one for us. And Kosikona, thanks for your time today. What has the ANC in KwaZulu-Natal been saying?
Hi, Mandy. I hope you can hear me. I'm having some difficulties with the network. But look, the ANC provincial executive led by Secretary Mdumisani Ntuli here in KZN has said that they haven't finalized the Provincial Integrity Commission hasn't finalized its report looking into corruption accused former eThekwini Mayor Zandile Gumede. And this effectively means that she will remain at home. She will remain an earner of a which is over 1 million rand salary, while the ANC still decides on her case. But there's speculation that's rife in KZN, Mandy, that she will return to her position. And this is because a very senior official in the ANC, Mike Mabuyakulu, who is the deputy provincial chairperson of the ANC, really Sihle Zikalala's deputy, has been given permission to resume his duties within the ANC. And this is because he apparently showed remorse to the Provincial Integrity Commission of the ANC. He explained that he has been cooperating with law enforcement officials and that he asked not to be given a position in the provincial legislature in the wake of the charges against him. And therefore, the Integrity Commission has decided that, no, this man is remorseful and therefore he must resume his duties. Well, on the matter of Zandile Gumede, we are told that the ANC in KZN is still finalizing, their report onto 9 other people who appeared before it, other than Mike Mabuyakulu. And those 9 other people, of course, include Zandile Gumede, Mandy.
Nkosikona Duma, EWN reporter in KZN, thank you for your time. Oh, my goodness, if Zandile Gumede comes back, I think that there will be an outcry. So I'm not quite sure how the ANC is going to justify that one.